Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Makers Misfits Edition. I am your audacious GM, Nathan. Today, I'm joined with by my three friends, Joe.
Hey.
Chris.
Hello. When did we start calling it Extended Edition?
And Elmer.
Hello.
Extended Universe, you know?
I like Extended. After Dark.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
A multiverse.
Makers Misfits feel like, After Dark.
I feel like, I just feel like Makers Misfits will always be like a Pathfinder game. But like, we'll have a little peppered stuff in there of other things every once in a while. Like this little one shot that's a two-parter. But I mean, who knows? Who knows what else can show up on this extended universe? Maybe a tier list podcast. Who knows? I'm just throwing ideas out there. I'm bored. You got a lot of things going on. You know, maybe the first one we'll make will be we'll get everyone together and do like a what's everyone's like favorite fruit tier list type of thing. You know, really put it in there.
Who knows? We might talk about it for 3 hours.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, welcome back, everyone, friends and audience. I don't think we have any another big major life updates right now. No one had another baby. Pretty sure. It has only been a week. But I don't know, man. Some people got strong swimmers. So
I know how the body works.
Joe, come on. All right. So we're just gonna jump right back into the adventure, into the excitement, into the spookiness. Okay, last time we left off in our game of Monster and the Week of the Week, we got introduced to our three. What would you call them? I wouldn't exactly call them hunters.
We're not heroes either.
Not heroes. maybe our three.
One might say this is just a band of misfits.
Oh man, me and Elmer are on the same wavelength over here. These three misfits, these three Hollywood wannabe movie maker misfits. We got Toby the Flake. We got Jordan the Spooky, and then we got good old Cheddar Bakes the Monster. Though we're not quite sure what kind of monster he is yet, but maybe that will be revealed to us as we go through.
I don't know what you mean, Joe.
So after just a normal day of working of a slow day at Tizzletown Movies, the trio got interested in some local happenings down by the small town Natural History Museum that is oddly placed in this town. But regardless, is a huge revenue for tourism. There was a lot of ambulances. There was a lot of there's a lot of ambulances, some sheriff's cars, police cars, lots of news trucks with camera crews and everything. The trio managed to sneak themselves inside the museum after striking a semi handshake deal with a deputy by the name of Jeremy Sweeney, and got inside and began to investigate and find some very peculiar findings, even including a corpse of a security guard, frozen, a face locked in a frozen terror upon finding an alive security guard by the name of
Jackson.
Was it Jackson?
No, the alive one. No, I don't. Did we get his name?
Petrified one was Jackson. No, we didn't get the name of the alive one that was running around with a baseball bat.
Well, we'll be really embarrassed if we go to part two and I didn't name him in part one, and then in part two we just, you know,
he definitely does have a name, but I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah,
we're amazing.
We're great at this. So yeah, you guys have just encountered the security guard with wearing no shoes, with his pants hiked up to his shins, wielding a baseball bat for some reason.
Kyle. His name is Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle Frugman. He has a lanyard badge on his attached to his chest called, and his, you see his name is Kyle Frugman. Yeah. And he is just he was swinging a bat at you guys, and then you right before we ended last time, you heard a terrifying screech.
He actually hit Cheddar with his bat.
Hit Cheddar with the bat and broke the. Didn't really hurt Cheddar. No harm was hit on Cheddar. But
I think Cheddar broke his nose.
He did actually, yeah. But the main damage was that the camera was broken. The nose is a superficial wound. I'm not going to put any harm on that. So yeah, I think that's where we'll just pick up from.
Cheddar?
Oh my god. How am I going to get in front of a camera? Oh, God. Oh, Lord. My mom told me to be careful. Oh, guys, I think my nose might be broken here. I'm going to need somebody to take a look at this.
I didn't bring the first aid pack.
And I think we have other things to look at. Including...
Oh god, the sight of my own blood just makes me so sick. Oh my god.
Cheddar's not even bleeding.
If I see my blood, I feel it. I feel it. I feel it coming down my face. If I see it, I'm going to pass out. I feel it. Oh my god.
I'm going to get the camera. Toby goes over and picks up the camera. Tries to make my sure uncle, no blood gets on
it. My uncle's camera. Oh my god, my uncle. Oh my god. Is it okay? I know he's going to want it back when he's back out of prison.
Better. We're going to tackle one bridge at a time. That bridge is later.
The bridge is named later, or
who hit you with a bat? What's your name?
My name is Jeremy. My name's Kyle. Sorry. I was thinking about my friend Jeremy Leahy.
Oh, he's the monster.
Who are you three? What are you? You don't look like security guards or any sort of people I know. Are you guys? Who are you guys? Why are you here? Like, aren't there supposed to be like, who the hell are you?
Let's make this easy for you. We're here to solve your problems.
Solve my problems.
And make a movie if there's time.
Oh, you mean the big old crocodile, right? The big crocodile that's around here that ate Jeremy, ate Jackson.
Exactly. We're the crocodile hunters, you could say. And we're here to get rid of it. Can you point us in the direction?
Sure. I mean, he just the big old fucking thing. Like after it ate Jackson, it chased me up the stairs. And then I lost it. After I ran into this room, and it kind of points to the room he was hiding, and it's an old glassware exhibit. Like there's a lot of glasswork, like art, like art glass, art glass, glasswork, art
glassware.
No, not glassware. It's like art. It's like art installation where it's like, but it's all made out of glass.
Yeah. What's it called?
No, it's glassware. It's a meth lab.
It's not a meth lab. It's a museum.
Like glass blowing. Like
yeah, like glass blowing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. That's as soon as I ran there, it didn't follow. It kind of went somewhere else. I think I saw it head toward that direction. And it shows, and he kind of points down the hall where there's like a new sign, where there's like a kind of like a big cardboard cutout depicting like a depiction of like a very cartoonishly buff, like supposedly Grecian looking hero, kind of pointing toward that new Greek exhibit of like myth and heroes and stuff.
That's what you meant by Grecian.
Yeah. Yes, Joe, a person from Greece.
I didn't put that together. All right, well, let's go that way. Cheddar, can you put your phone away? It's not time. It's not time for that.
Cheddar furiously typing on WebDM. What to do when your nose is broken?
WebMD.
WebMD.
WebDM.
No,
web
no,
DMs
no.
WebDMs are e-message doctors around the world.
It's WebDM. It's WebDM.
Yeah, and sir, you just go downstairs, come go right outside. We already cleared all downstairs. You could just, you know, make your way and just please stay out of the way.
Cleared all downstairs? What does that mean? Are there more crocodiles? I swear I can't. I'm so scared. No, I can't.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's nothing down there. We just were down there. So just get on and go on your way. I mean,
Jackson's down there.
What do you mean, Jackson? Jackson can't be down there. You got Ian. You got Hole.
Well, I mean, are there more? Are we talking about the same Jackson? Jackson Leahy.
There's only one Jackson Leahy. Yeah, he's my grave. He's my graveyard partner. We come here. We both work the graveyard. We shoot the shit. Fuck around
graveyard.
Fuck around with some of the things.
It's all connected.
Fuck.
What?
Yeah. Fuck, graveyard. Dead. What the fuck say to me? What the fuck you want about
me? It's not time for one of your conspiracy theories.
Wait, I do know you. You're that fucking weirdo who owns the rental store. Oh my! What the
Cheddar,
fuck? Are you...
What do we call it?
It's Tinseltown tapes. We'll call it.
It's like Tinseltown movies or something like that.
You're just gonna give me like a fancy movie term.
Oh. An art museum. I don't know.
A glassware.
He's so preoccupied with his nose that he doesn't know what's going on anymore.
He's drowning in blood.
Internal bleeding. Yeah, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you here if you own that dinky little like movie store?
Because that dinky little movie store is creating a town propaganda movie.
A propaganda. If you're showing these crocodiles around, how's that propaganda? That's going to scare off a lot of people. That's going to scare off tourists.
Would you want to visit a town with crocodiles?
I'm definitely scared of crocodilians. I don't fucking want to be around them. I don't know why I want to be here in this museum.
Would you say crocodiles are your worst fear, Kyle?
Yeah, for sure. I think I already mentioned it, but like my dog Yankee Doodle Dandy got eaten by a crocodile.
You were to tear your fears.
Yeah. Okay.
Tear my fears?
Yes. Well, we should sit down and make a tier list of your fears.
What S tier fear would be crocodilians. A tier fear, probably alligators. C tier, Cairns, the Chinese Cairn, something like that. I don't know. It's a different type of crocodile.
Was that a racist comment?
No, they're from China. It's a specific subspecies of the Chinese Cairn.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a firm believer in that if you're scared of something, you need to learn every single thing about it so that when it does eventually happen to you, you're ready, you're prepared, you know?
Hear that? Wait, do you hear the crocodile? I think I hear it moving around. Better get out of here. Get out of here.
You say that. And he starts swinging his bat wildly around him, just like, not today, not this time, crocodile.
I'm ducking out of the way from the bat. Now, Kyle, that's okay. He's in the next room, but you better leave right now. You should get out of here. Right.
Hold on. He, as someone who's scared of crocodiles and knows so much about them, might be our best asset here. Maybe he could help us learn about the crocodile.
Asset, what the fuck? Are you guys like hunting something? Are you trying to hunt the crocodile?
I told you
we're crocodile. Our camera.
I don't think it's a crocodile, Toby.
I already, but like, I'm sorry, but I broke that camera too. I think, yeah, it's pretty big.
I'm going to go ahead and start moving forward. I need to find the first aid kit.
There's a first aid station. I'll lead you. It's just, you know, get behind me. I got my bat. I'm still security guard, you know, here. So I'll make sure to protect you civilians, even though I don't know why you're still here. But yes, I'll stick around.
Speaking of that camera, you'll be hearing from Cheddar's uncle in about 2 to 3 years, barring good behavior.
Well, if I remember this, if I survive this encounter and remember this whole thing, I'll be sure to know that. But also know that, you know, you guys are kind of technically B&E in my NARM. So,
Mr. Frogman? Yes.
Yeah.
Why were you blindfolded when you ran up on us?
Why was I blindfolded?
Yeah.
Oh, see, here's the thing. I'm very scared of the crocodile, and I was afraid that if I saw it, I would freeze, and my fight and flight would become freeze and not fight or flight. So I blindfolded myself, so I wouldn't have to look at it, and I waited. I heard scuttling down the hallway, and then when I heard ya, I thought you were the crocodile, and I started swinging.
You can't be scared of what you can't see. I see.
Exactly. See, you got to be one step ahead of those reptile brains.
But what about carbon monoxide?
carbon monoxide, I mean, CO2?
I don't think he's wearing a bag over his head.
Well, you should be scared and concerned about it, even though you can't see it. It's the silent killer. It'll get you while you sleep if there's a leak.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, if there was a leak, we would already be delirious, and like I would, and like since we're on the top floor, carbon monoxide is a lighter gas, so it fills up a place from top to bottom, not bottom to top, not like a helium, which is a heavier gas.
Either way, my point is that just because you can't see it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be afraid.
What? Yeah, Jackson, yeah, what'd
you
say?
But there's a crocodile that I can see that will eat me. So, you know, I'm gonna just keep on that. And then you'll kind of start walking away and like heading toward the what looks like to be like a rest area. And there's like a big old like red box that has like first aid on it. And you'll pop it open and start like filtering through it.
Oh, thank heavens!
So you really we think you're not, saved. You really think your nose broken there? I know weird movie guy. I don't know you twos. Who are you guys? What's your guys' deal? What's your names?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the
I'm sorry. My name is Jordan, and this is Cheddar. He doesn't talk to people much.
Nice to meet you, Jordan. Nice to meet you, Cheddar. And with a name like that, I don't think I would either. All right.
Okay.
So all right, and so he like.
I deserve it.
As you guys get to know, the more calm Jeremy gets, like he's very much a collected kind of dude. He's got a brain on him, but sometimes his rational thinking ain't exactly up to par with his actions. He sets Cheddar's nose, I guess. Like he'll put a bandage on it, but that's really all he'll do. That help you, Cheddar? Does that just having a bandage on your nose free up your mind?
I think I'm feeling a little bit better here. Thank you, Mr. What was your name again?
Oh, it's Kyle. Kyle Frogman.
Okay, Frogman. Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we got all that figured out, can we? Are you guys gonna leave, or am I just the one that's gonna be leaving? Because if there's a crocodile, I'm not trying to.
You are leaving.
Deal with it. All right. Well. Don't know why you guys are here, but when I get out there, I'll make sure to tell the sheriff and his deputies to bring us back up, because that's a big crocodile, and I don't know if you guys want to deal with it.
You should really stress that there's a crocodile in here.
Oh, I will. I will stress out that there is a crocodile in this museum.
You should do that. For some reason.
And it ain't, Leahy.
He doesn't have any clothes on, does he? Right? He just had his shorts on?
No, he has a security guard uniform, but he hiked his pants up to his shins.
I don't know why, but in my head, I thought he was like shirtless.
He's also barefoot. He's barefoot, and he hiked his pants up to like his knees.
Yeah, go ahead and tell them about the crocodiles.
Yeah,
we'll see you later, bud.
Yeah,
we're not gonna see that guy ever again. They're gonna lock him up and put him somewhere.
he leaves. He walks away. Goes downstairs. He leaves the way you guys entered.
All right, so let's...
He would never leave.
Jordan, you got your phone?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, we need a camera.
Okay, we don't actually need a camera. I think we should just do the job.
Yeah, that was just a ploy to get in, wasn't it?
It's a ploy to you guys.
I think you're crossing wires here. Weird that. I don't think we're really trying to make a movie here, Toby. Yeah.
Maybe not. You guys pulls out his phone.
Is it a flip phone?
It's a flip phone.
Toby, it's not going to work too well with the stuff we already have.
Well, let's go. Let's keep on going.
All right. He was hiding from. He came from the glassware.
Yep.
Is anything in there?
There's a lot of around it. There's a lot of like just like small little like hand pieces and all that. But the most prominent looking thing is that this really large like piece of glass that's like a disc but it's really cool is that like it has like a fog like what as you look at it you kind of see like a really foggy reflection of yourself, but then as like you turn to the other side, it's a very crystal clear look, like almost mirror-esque reflection of yourself looking back at you. So one side is like foggy, one side's like a like super super
is it just normal besides that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I guess I leave the glass stuff if nothing like seems out of place.
Sure. There's a room that's like above the grass, the glassware room.
Yeah.
What is that?
That is well so like those that whole like interconnected like space, that's all just like glass and like glass art and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Just, and other more like local like just more local arts and crafts stuff kind of thing.
Okay.
You know like you know how some museums just have like artists like an artist area like
that's get to know the artist one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's keep going.
You guys going next?
Crocodilus. We can see below us right now, right? We can see down
yeah,
the first floor.
Yeah, that big white square is like kind of like a balcony area, so like you can like look over and you see downstairs.
Is he down there now?
He is down there. Yeah, but he's like walking around and kind of like keep with the bat held up high, no blindfold on.
Hey Jordan. You should throw something down there.
No.
Not at him, but like at him.
No, I come on. I just want him gone. He's
but if really he annoying. Sounds the more crazy, then they're not going to believe him and they'll leave us alone. But what if he like convinces them to come in here and check, and then you know that could put them in danger.
Okay, I don't work for you in this job, so maybe you could throw something at him.
We'll see how the shift goes next week.
As you guys are like kind of contemplating what to do these things to him. You hear him, his yelling kind of breaks you out of it, and you look down and he's screaming like, no, it, like he's like yelling and swinging his bat. And, he's just kind of going, screw it. It trapped me down here. And then you see kind of like a shape kind of like dash out from underneath you guys, like where, like from where you can't see, and kind of pass right through him, and as it passes through him, he lets out like another kind of like a scream, but it gets cut out midway, and his body collapses on the ground.
Does he look petrified?
I mean, it's kind of difficult to say from up here, but he looks like he has the same kind of like screaming expression on his face as if he was like in the middle of screaming.
Well, shit. I think the monster got him too.
Yeah, you think so, Jordan?
Yeah.
Did my flip phone capture that movement?
It's all garbled pixel mess kind of thing. You can barely tell that it was like Kyle on the phone, but like the shape moved too fast for it to really get caught on your fucking razor.
It's Bigfoot footage.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well.
Let's continue towards the Greek exhibit.
We just saw it down there, Jordan. What are you talking about? Continue.
Let's check the rest of this place out real quick. We're here. I'm getting some feelings that something's coming from there.
Yeah, anything Toby doesn't want to do, I'm all for.
I don't really
like Toby.
I'm not going to let you back in the establishment.
I spend my good, hard-earned allowance there, okay? I am a paying customer, and you shall treat me with the respect that deserves.
Whatever Cheddar wants to do, we'll do.
M'lady, Jordan.
Where
shall we go?
Please don't talk like that, Cheddar. I told you that before.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I turn the corner just to go peek, like take a look in the exhibit.
Inside the Greek one?
Yeah.
It's a mess. The messiest place you've seen so far in here. What you see is a lot of kind of like there was probably like maybe stands that like held up like maybe pieces of old like Greek armor that now it's all over the ground. Things depicting like stylized artwork all ripped up and kind of, you know, ripped down from the walls and off plaques. A lot of like draw, like little kind of like dioramas and everything kind of like broken and smashed. Yeah, just a lot of stuff, just kind of like a lot of things that deals with like mythology and legends and stuff like that. But like destroyed and like moved and like torn apart, like as if something ran through this place intentionally, like destroying everything it saw.
Okay. Can we investigate mystery here?
Yeah, sure.
Is there any connection between crocodiles and Greece? Or
who are you asking?
And the world.
I don't know.
How do you roll? I don't even know. I forgot how to do this.
Just roll 2d6.
Ooh.
Wow. I rolled 2 ones. So a total of 2.
2 ones.
Plus 0. So I got a 2.
Yeah, man. That's fucking... That's rough. I don't think I can... You don't get... Well, I mean, of course you get nothing. But like... Damn. It sucks, bro. So I'm about to help you.
I can't get past all the broken... I was actually... Jordan's really excited to see this exhibit.
I do have one question to ask for you now, Jordan, that you have to answer honestly and truthfully. You ready?
Yes.
What is Jordan's greatest fear?
Her power getting stripped away.
Mm. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Really selfish fear.
Sorry, I think it's better than crocodiles. I don't know how that's a selfless fear. Does Jordan sense anything? Or is that just...
No.
Can I investigate a mystery? Is that
Yeah, sure.
What are I... It's 2d6 plus what?
2d6 plus sharp.
That's a 13.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, all right. 5 and a 6.
So you get a hold. You get a hold of a 2. You can ask me 2 questions.
And those questions being again.
Did
you put the thing in?
Pull up the sheet, book? Joe.
Yeah, it's the sheets on the sheets on.
My food's here. Very back.
The notes. Ooh, pizza time.
Pizza time.
Hey.
It's pizza time. Hey yo. Where's the pizza? Huh?
Hey, where's the za?
Hey, where's the pizza? Huh?
Hey, where's the za? Where's that?
I ordered a margarita pizza, you know, with the tomatoes and the
Neapolitan style. Where's my za?
The spinach and the mushrooms.
And the gabagoo.
And I ordered a side of gabagoo, eh?
Gabagoo, eh?
Hey, where's the gabagoo, eh?
Hey, where's the mortadella?
Hey, don't make me, you motherfucker. Don't make me,
Don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
All right.
You guys are being racist. I take offense. Okay, where were we? Oh, did you get the sheet, Joe?
Joe's going to answer me. I got 2 questions.
Okay, so... can I ask one, hear the answer, then ask the next one?
Sure.
What is being concealed here?
As you're like kind of like looking through all the stuff, you kind of like, for some reason, Toby got this weird idea. It's like, you know what I should check? I should check the garbage cans. And you start looking through one of the garbage cans and you find what looks like to be a piece of the exhibit just kind of stuffed into, stuffed deep down to the trash. And it's a black iron box that is the size of kind of like a lock box, so it kind of fits in both your hands and it's not that big, but it's heavy. It looked like it had some kind of wax seal around it, but that's all that's broken, and the box freely opens up and all throughout the box are these mosaic pictures depicting disaster, catastrophe, ruin of like people of temples of cities.
Okay, and if I open it, okay.
It's already open. It's okay. There was a wax seal that kind of kept it that would have kept it like closed. Yet you'd have to break that seal to open it, but that seal's already been broken, so it kind of swings open like easily. So
and inside
nothing.
Is there like an indent of something that was there?
Nope.
I found a box, guys. And girl, sorry. Empty.
Do you usually dig in the trash?
I'm sorry. Do we hunt monsters?
I'm just how'd you know it was there?
The answer to that would be yes. So do you usually dig in the trash then? Yes.
I'm curious because he went directly to the trash can and
yeah. A little that weird. That was strange.
What do you got in your hands? What is that?
The box.
Is it just a box?
And I played Pokemon when I was a kid, and there was always things in trash cans, so I brought that logic with me to the real world, if you guys want to really know.
You were like 35 when Pokemon came out. You really got on there late.
Oh, wow.
I don't think we have the timeline correct.
I think
just Jordan, old man.
I think Jordan is absolutely right.
Just of course you would, Cheddar. All right.
Cheddar, why are you looking at me like that?
Cheddar, keep your hands above your waist.
Anyways, okay, what's in the box?
Nothing. He's opening it up to you and there's nothing there. There's these paintings on it though, of destruction. So that could be connected to something.
How big is this box?
How big is the box?
It's
that big.
it's like
yay big. This, for our listeners,
this is yay big. This tall. I don't know. It's kind of like a lockbox. Like a cash box that you'd see at sports games.
Lock the cash box.
Lock the cash box.
So it's about that size, but like a very kind of like ornate looking kind of like old.
Really old fancy iron. Cash box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Old black iron box. Yeah.
An old black iron, an old wooden
chair. Hey, I asked a question of what was being concealed, and I got more questions.
Yeah.
Wait, so you said there's disaster, like, depicted on them? Like, known real-life disasters?
No, I mean, maybe. It's just, but it looks like all, like, it's all just, like, disaster. Just, like, depiction of, like, a monster terrorizing people. A monster destroying a temple. A person fleeing in terror.
A lot of terror going on.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question is, what happened here?
You can kind of deduce that, especially with what you've learned from examining the corpse of Jackson Leahy, that something broke free and destroyed everything around it due to a kind of like resentment or a hatred. Because you have not seen this type of destruction anywhere else in the museum. Only this place has been this utterly destroyed.
Who hated the Greeks?
Like people?
Yeah.
Oh,
they targeted the Greeks one.
Well, are you asking seriously? Because
crocodiles, Egyptians.
Oh my god.
The Romans really dealt more with the Egyptians than the Greeks. I mean, if I had to say anything, the Romans probably hated the Greeks the most, conquering them first.
Maybe the Romans? The crocodiles?
Yeah, Toby. No, but that's a good find. We should probably take that with us.
Yeah, we totally should. An empty box.
Can Cheddar also do the thingy here? Investigate here?
Yeah, if they want to.
Yeah, sure. 2d6s.
Plus sharp.
Oh, wow. I got a plus 2. So 8 plus 2, 10.
10? All right. I think that's a... Yeah, that's a success. That's a critical. So, like, critical success. So ooh. You get to ask me 2 questions from the list.
Fuck. Now I got to go pull up that list, which is in... Where?
Monster the Notes.
Okay, yeah.
M-O-2-A-W.
And Joe asked, what happened here, and...
No, Joe asked, what is being concealed, and what happened, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can ask the same questions.
What can hurt it?
Okay, so along with just all the armor and stuff that was kind of... There are a few, bronze-looking shields that were in this exhibit, along with, like, all the other, like, Greek armor. And Cheddar, you notice that like a lot of their surfaces have been scuffed or dirtied, so they can't be reflective. And putting this together with all the other like kind of clues you've been noticing about like reflection is that this thing does not like its own reflection.
Okay, all right.
Jordan, did you bring your makeup bag here?
I think
Toby's kind of a jerk. And Toby wouldn't even know this. It wouldn't even know this information.
Yeah,
about it is like rude.
I don't know why you're asking you that, Toby.
You need to freshen up a little bit.
Oh boy.
For the camera, you know, you gotta make yourself pretty for the camera.
Oh my god, Toby.
I guess I'll just ignore that. No, I don't have my makeup bag.
Anyway, I think that this thing, from what I'm seeing here around here, according to my calculations, this thing does not like reflections. And specifically, I think it doesn't like its own reflections. For some odd reason. Yes. I wear glasses. I'm in front of you.
It's kind of see a reflection off glasses.
Maybe? Yeah.
So you should be in the front for...
Potentially. But I don't like that. But Nathan, my second question. I think it's more than just a crocodile, so I'm going to ask, what sort of creature is it?
Okay. With all the information that you guys have been gathering, and from what you saw from watching Kyle getting attacked, this is some sort of malevolent spirit that takes the image or the physical appearance of the seer's greatest fear.
The Boggart.
That's exactly what it is.
Was the is the mirror, is like the glass mirror thing, was that portable? Like, could we pick it up, or is it too big? Because you said it was like a circle.
It's about the size of like a manhole cover, but it's glass, so it's like pretty light. So it would take two hands to hold it.
Okay. Well, I tell the group, like, well, I did see a big old portable glass mirror in the glassware.
Yeah.
Probably smart to take that with us.
You could also probably clean up a shield or two to make it like shiny, but that might take more time.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think Toby would clean one of the shields. I think he sees himself as someone who would hold a shield.
I
like it.
I don't know about that one, but if we have to, then I guess if the cards fall that way, are drawn that way, then so be it.
I'll take the glassware. I'll carry it around.
Okay. All right. As like Toby and Cheddar are like kind of getting ready in the room, like getting a few, maybe a shield or two out and kind of like cleaning them up. Jordan leaves and retrieves the reflective glass piece from the art room. But then as you do that, Jordan, as you return, as your head starts to return down, as you go down that hallway back towards the Greek exhibit, you feel a tingle down your spine, as if you feel like someone's looking at you.
It's Cheddar.
Cheddar's nowhere around.
Okay. Is this time when I can use one of my hunches when something's bad is happening?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Can you remind me what that means? What that does?
When something bad is happening or just about to happen. Oh, no, actually, no. It's somewhere that you aren't. So I'm here. So I don't think that makes sense.
Okay.
Never mind. Well,
I mean, actually, do it.
Okay.
Just do it.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Joe, come.
I rolled a negative. I mean, I rolled another nat 2. Oh. My dice.
So what does that mean? What does a miss do mean?
Wow.
On a miss, you get there just in time to be in trouble yourself.
Great.
Okay. All right. Cool. Jordan, you feel that tingle, and you feel as if something terrible is about to happen, and you rush back. And you rush back to the Greek exhibit. And as you enter that little hallway, and right before you enter, that's when suddenly you see a puff of smoke right in front of you, and something terrible, terrible screams in your ears.
I scream back.
You scream
Do
back.
I hold on to my
ear? What ends up happening is that it's almost as if like an image of your sister appears before you and just lets out this like ear splitting scream right in front of you, and you're gonna take one harm just from the close proximity of this scream.
Do I hold on to the mirror?
You hold on to the mirror.
How do I
actually? Why don't you roll me there's a move for that, Chris.
Act under pressure.
Act under pressure. So act under pressure. Roll that to see if you keep carrying the reflective glass piece.
Wow, not a good day for Jordan. I got a 4 + 1, 5.
A 5. You roll the 5. You drop it, and it cracks into 4 pieces.
That means damn. 4 different ways to do this.
Okay. All right. So, big old screech. You heard that, Jordan? You failed to act under pressure. So, in Monster of the Week, there is no like kind of like initiative roll or like kind of like turn order. you guys decide what you want to do, and you take that turn. But then after you do something, I, as the keeper and as the monster, retaliate, kind of like react to that. So you guys decide, kind of, you guys can decide who wants to like kind of like kick this off after the monster has appeared. Now,
did me and Chad have enough time to clean the shields?
Why don't you guys roll me an action under pressure?
Okay.
Yeah, both of you for your own individual shields.
Is that 2d6 as well?
Yep, 2d6
plus anything. Oops.
That's a 4 for me.
It's a 2d6 plus cool.
I have a -1 in cool, so I rolled a 4 too, but it's a 3.
Yeah, no, both of you guys were not able to clean your shields in time. You guys are still scuffing them out.
We get a point of experience, though.
You guys both get, yeah, you guys experience. Chris, yeah, guys, every time you fail, you get a miss. Mark experience. I forgot that.
You could use luck to change to a 12. Is that any rolls or just combat rolls?
Any roll. Oh yeah, that's also a mechanic that you guys might not know about. I guess you have that. But you have like pieces of luck that you can use to like change rolls into like successes. But you only have a limited amount of luck, and that they're all noted on your character playbooks. I forgot about luck. Thanks, Chris.
That's a lot of luck for a one shot.
I mean, this could be a one shot. This could be more. Who knows?
Oh, Toby.
So yeah, our mirror broke. Our shields are not buffed in time.
Yeah.
And Jordan screams at the screaming happening. I don't know what. I don't know how to. How do you guys want to do this? Who thinks that they would act first on this?
I think Toby would continue to try to, like, he would, like, start freaking out, but try to clean the shield as fast as he could.
Maybe Cheddar might try to be a hero.
This is your time. This is your hero moment.
Do we have, like, a line of sight on this thing, or do we just hear it?
Yeah, no, you totally can. You can totally see it. But, it's right now, for you guys, it's like a swirling gray mist. But for Jordan, it's her older sister's, like, older sister.
Did we all know it projects fears?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would assume you guys shared that information, even though if you didn't say it out loud.
Jordan, just make sure. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Just hold on a bit. And he just keeps, like, he keeps working on the shield. He's spitting on the shield, trying to clean it.
Okay.
Can I roll act under pressure?
No, that wouldn't be a roll, because you already failed one. So, like, I'll say, you keep working. Like, I don't think that really consists of, because you're not under pressure, you know, at this moment. Jordan's the kind of only one under pressure.
Okay, I want to, I guess I could, with this target in front of me,
yeah,
I want to try to jinx it.
Oh.
Which is one of my moves.
All right.
In the thing. And then I'm going to roll, it's plus.
Oh.
Weird. So I got 9 total. Which is
hold one. What does that mean?
The two that seem viable is I can either interfere with the monster, yeah, or I can inflict one harm on it.
Okay.
I'm going to inflict harm on it.
Okay. Cool. All right. So what do you? How do you jinx it? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. Can I try to pick up the glass that fell?
Sure.
A piece of it.
Yeah.
And I just like literally, I turn my head and I just hold it right in front of me.
Okay. Yeah. Like, and then the monster. Yeah, and as you show that reflective shard, it shows its own reflection, but you don't know, you don't even know what it sees, but Jordan's face kind of like melts away and becomes kind of like a floating head, as a floating kind of like almost kind of like incorporeal skull, as it screams at its own reflection, and the gray mist shoots away. But now that this is inside the room. And it swirls around trying to find a new something else to torment. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go next. Cheddar drops a shield.
Oh, Cheddar drops a shield
and runs.
Oh.
In front of Jordan.
Okay.
Says Jordan, "Don't worry, I'm here. I'll help you." Cheddar literally has no idea what he's gonna do. He's just here. He just kind of acted.
Okay. Is that,
I mean, the
is
monster
that,
moved.
Is that what you do?
Yes.
All right. So as you do that, you kind of pass the gray mist, and you feel a spine tingling chill run down your back. And as you look behind your shoulder, as you're going to run over to Jordan, you see the mist turn like ebb and coalesce, and finally like kind of form into a humanoid shape. With big orange hair, a bright red nose and a colorful clown jumpsuit as your favorite thing, but also maybe the thing you are fear the most, Pennywise the clown from the old school Stephen King. It appears in front of you.
Oh no, it's Pennywise. Oh God, what do I do?
Yeah, and it tries to, and like now that it has made physical its own shape and its fear and your fear of it, it kind of lunges at you like its hand grabbing at the back of your shirt. I need you to roll me let's say you roll a what would this be? You're running away from something. All right, we'll do this another act under pressure to see so you can get to where you want to be.
Okay, 2d6 plus.
Cool.
7 rolled 8 minus 1.
Cool. Yeah. You definitely get away, but it does grab your shirt and rips the back of your shirt out as you run, leaving you with a kind of a sense of a terror in your own body.
Oh wow! So it physically grabbed me.
It physically grabbed your shirt and ripped your shirt out. You're off. Ripped the back of your shirt off.
My shirt. Oh my God. This is one of my favorite shirts. My beige cardigan. Can I do something else or?
No, now it's going to be, now Toby's the last one to go.
Am I done with the shield yet?
Your shield, yeah, because you're the last one to go, your shield is now reflective.
Okay, and let's see. Like, Jordan is to one side of it. Cheddar's standing in front of Jordan now.
So if we look at the map, real quick, Jordan and are here, and you're like in here. And here, let me get a thing. Let me get a thing for the beast. Here, we'll use this one.
Pretty cool.
That's right, and it's kind of like right there in between you guys.
And it's looking at Cheddar right now.
It's looking at Cheddar. Yeah. For you though, it's still like this kind of like ebbing swirl of gray mist as it hasn't kind of like fixed your its vision on you.
I say, Cheddar, catch, and I Captain America throw the shield.
Oh Cheddar. God! Oh you're God! Gonna kill him. Oh God! Oh God!
Okay,
you're gonna knock me out.
All right, we'll do this. This will be another act under pressure.
I thought it'd be help.
Is it a help?
There is a help someone.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah. No, yeah. yeah. Help him out, Joe.
Cheddar's head falls off.
It's cool. Damn it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Protect someone is the one.
Oh, yeah. Protect. Wait.
That's the one I saw. Oh, but no. I guess it would be help out. I don't know.
Yeah. It could be manipulate someone. Catch.
I'm saying it's help.
Let's do it. Oh boy. God.
All right, you throw
I rolled snake eyes.
Yeah, you throw it and it falls short. It falls way short, clinging against the ground, and as it clings against it, the spirit then turns attention onto Toby. Its incorporeal skull within the swirling mist of gray stares you down, and it turns into
Blockbuster.
It turns into a very comically sized Blockbuster mascot. And so it's like the Blockbuster like blue logo, but with arms and legs. And in the middle of it has like in the middle of the body, there's like these like the blue doors tears away. It just shows into a toothy mouth, but like cartoonishly, and then you hear a voice kind of come over and say, "Grand reopening coming soon."
Subjectively terrifying.
That is a weird fear.
That's a weird fear. And then it lunges at you. It lunges over at Toby. And you're gonna take two harm as it kind of grabs you.
Oh.
As it grabs you and pushes you closer into its mouth, into the cartoonishly large mouth.
It says, "You're overdue."
All right. We'll start off with Jordan.
Okay. Jordan, as the monster left, now Jordan has a little bit of her senses left. Does it turn corporeal? Like, do I get a sense?
Huh?
Does it like have a? Does it have a physical body that it turns into? Like, does it seem corporeal? Like it?
I mean, as you're looking over at now, you see your older sister grappling with Toby and trying to. It looks like he's trying to eat him.
Okay, should I try to shoot it? Or am I gonna shoot poor Toby?
Honestly,
right, I don't follow it. Neither of those situations is a loss.
Win-win, says Cheddar. Okay, I walk a little bit more confidently right to where my sister is wrestling with Toby.
Yeah.
And I don't go on the other, not in flanking position, listeners. We know that one. I'm not doing that because I don't want to shoot Toby. I walk to the side of Toby and I draw a pistol and I'm going to shoot him.
Kick some ass.
What is that? That is
2d6 plus tough. Yeah.
All right, I'm rolling physical dice now. I think that was the problem.
Can we trust you?
7 plus 1 is 8.
8?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay. All right, on an 8, so do you have the stats for your weapon?
2 harm, close, reload, loud.
That's okay, so yeah, so as you guys are fighting, as Toby is struggling with your sister, you pull out your gun and you fucking just blast one into your sister with no fucking remorse or no pause. And you hear your sister scream out in some kind of in a multi-voice screech as its physical form is attacked. But as soon as it does that, you feel as if like it shifts its attention from Toby to you. And in like a blink of an eye, it kind of just like takes one, like as if one long step, and all of a sudden it's in front of you, and you feel its icy hot hands, which then kind of like it's your sister's hands, but like they feel sharp as they slash into you, and you take 2 harm as well.
Ow!
Oh my god!
Okay,
Where's the shield at, Nate?
Jordan, no.
I would say it's in the far corner of the room, kind of amongst a bunch of shit.
I've seen the movies. I know what Pennywise can do. Pennywise, get away from her.
And you're watching Pennywise as it kind of lunges at Jordan, its teeth burying into her shoulders.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn now, Cheddar Bakes.
No! I just rush in.
Okay.
I'm going to kick some ass.
All right.
With what, Cheddar?
I have a -1 in tough. Okay. Just my hands. just my hands. Like Cheddar isn't thinking.
Yeah, what right. do you do as a monster? I thought you have some kind of monster ability.
Can I talk, please?
Okay, sorry.
Let him roleplay.
Fuck, man. Normally you would get I would roll a -1 on tough, but one of my traits is unholy strength. And instead of rolling a instead of using my tough on this roll, I get to use my weird category, which is a +3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I rush in. Oh, baby.
Let's go. Whoa, what the fuck? That's wrong.
Oh, those are
D12. You can't roll a 10 on a
D6. I was about to say, I was like, wait a minute. This one's not right there.
Damn it. I got so excited. All right, 2d6. Let's go. Oh, it doesn't matter, baby. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I rolled a 10 plus 3. So I get all the benefits of rolling a 12 and above.
Cool. So you get, not only, so what's your harm? Like, do you know what your harm is for your physical attack?
No, I do not.
Natural attacks. You're using like your hands, right?
Well, I was gonna use my hands at first.
Okay.
Gonna use my hands at first.
All right.
But something just kinda told Cheddar, just put your hands down, use your head. Cheddar runs up.
Yeah.
Full speed, headbutts this thing.
Jesus. Okay.
Just headbutts the shit out of this thing.
Damn.
And it's like Jordan and Toby may have heard a faint sound of some kind of animal.
Oh,
it may or may not have sounded a little bit, you know, just kind of like, you know, like really guttural. But in essence, it just sounded like
Okay. All right. So on a 10 plus, Elmer, you get to have an extra effect.
Yes.
So you can gain an advantage and take a +1 forward or give a +1 forward to another hunter. You can inflict terrible harm, which gives you more damage. You can suffer less harm, or you can force them where you want them.
Let's do the terrible harm.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right. All right. You rush at Pennywise with your head down, and you headbutt him, and you hear a sickening crack as you hit it where, like, maybe its ribs would be, and you feel like you hit like a solid body. And it cries out in that multi voice scream again, not sounding like three different people screaming at once. And it lets go of Jordan. It lets go of Jordan and tries to put your attention on you, tangling you up in its arms. And you feel as if like there's more arms to it than two. And it grapples you and it takes you to like the center of the room. It doesn't inflict any harm on you, but it has you captured. But Toby and Jordan, you do notice that like this thing is. It's kind of like glitching, like Jordan. You see your sister, then you see Penny, then you see Pennywise, and then you see a weird blockbuster thing. And same thing for you too, Toby. Like you see the your blockbuster fear. You see Pennywise the clown. And you see a young woman that looks in a deputy's uniform that looks very closely related to Jordan. With that, it's going to be Toby's turn.
Toby is going to run towards the shield.
Wait. I get a 12 plus effect.
What's that?
Like on a 12 plus roll.
Yeah.
I get an additional effect.
For what?
On the kick some ass.
That's what I said. You got more harm. That's what you wanted, right?
The terrible harm. What you just read was the 10 plus effects.
Yeah, there's terrible harm.
There's a 12 plus effect.
There is a 12
right plus underneath. Effect. I rolled a 13.
Oh,
what'd you choose?
Oh, that's not in my book.
That's on the PDF you gave us.
Yeah,
but like I said, I think I mentioned it before last week. They did update some new rules.
Okay, we'll just go with what I said then. Is it?
No, go for it.
Wait,
no,
hold on.
I'm looking at it now.
Is it you get everything? If you roll 7 plus, then you get to do that. But if you roll 10 plus, do you also get what normally happens on a 7 plus roll plus the 10 plus roll?
No, it says right there, instead pick an enhanced effect. Yes, so it would either be the extra effect or it would be the advanced on a 12 plus. So if you want, you can change that if you want. Up to you.
We'll keep it this way for now.
Wait, okay. What did he choose? Just more harm?
Yes.
Yeah, terrible harm.
Plus, so, yeah.
Well, you could just say harm. You instead do double harm, because that's the next one up.
Whoa. Chris is right. Let's do that. Double harm. Fuck yeah.
Double harm it.
Double harm. All right, cool. Yeah. So, yeah, same thing. So you do the double harm, but the same result happens. He's captured. The spirit has captured him, Cheddar. But it looks like as if like it can't keep a shape.
Now Toby runs to the shield.
Okay. Toby runs to the shield.
Picks it up and yells, "Be kind and rewind this." And shows the shield in hopes that like him making noise and talking to it would like get its attention and would face him while he's holding the shield.
Well, would that be like an act under pressure, you think? Or
you have to manipulate someone.
Okay. All right. Manipulate monster. Okay, go for it. I'll allow it.
It's a charm. But for me, that's not charm. I get to use sharp instead. I'm using luck.
Oh!
I rolled a 6, but I'm using luck. So 12.
Oh, okay, 12. Okay, yeah, cool. All right. So, yeah, it does that, huh? It does exactly what you want to do, right?
Yep, it looks over straight at me with the mirror
painting. It looks straight at you right into its own reflection. And it lets out another shriek, and you see all of like it, and it's as if like every like the very outline of its body just kind of like reacts and like makes like a sharp like just kind of like makes a like a expression or like a sharp points kind of like expanding away from so as if it was a cat and like it's floofing out its fur, you know, like how cats do when they're scared, you know,
it's a good or visual. Angry
good
visual.
And with that, it shrieks and it loses full composure of all three forms and is back into that swirling gray mist with the incorporeal skull. And it screams and swirls around in a kind of a cartoonishly fashion as it kind of like screams and swirls around the room as if to escape its own reflection. And then Joe, that box that you found earlier snaps open and the fiend jumps into the box and the box closes in silence.
No more screaming?
No more screaming.
Pretty beat up.
You're beat up. I don't think I'm beat up worse, right?
Ow, my head hurts.
So we're gonna keep the box or no?
Shoot. We could lock it up with the other stuff we've gotten. We have like some knickknacks from other
put it in the history section. No one looks at that part.
Oh, you mean like in the store?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Let's just take it though. I don't think we want to leave it with anyone else.
Okay. Would we know that that's the monster that killed Jackson?
You can kind of piece it together that this thing, especially with the way it's terrified, in the same way that Kyle's kind of end up on the floor below.
They
died the same way.
So like I'm looking over the balcony again. There's Kyle is still not moving. He's still
yeah.
Oh,
well, they died doing what they love.
No, they died seeing what they hate.
But they were at work, and what a way to go, right, guys? Let's go back. Shift hasn't ended yet.
Toby, did I see a blockbuster sign?
You know. My family's had this shop for a long time, and there used to be Blockbusters here. It was a dark time, okay?
There's a Blockbuster in the town over. Maybe I'll see if they're hiring.
And as the trio discuss Blockbuster and Cheddar holds his head, the camera pans away and exit the museum. You kind of take kind of a helicopter-esque trip coming back out. And then you kind of see like a flyover view of this small rural town in this nondescript state of the United States, and you see an end credit saying the end, only then to be followed by an distant scream and then a question mark.
Like to use my hold.
Oh, all right, okay. So,
how does this mystery connect to the bigger picture?
Well,
here's our after credits scene.
Back to the after a long while after you guys have left, you guys have like managed to get the deputy Jeremy Sweeney to help you guys out and back into your Kia Soul. You guys are back in Tinseltown. But as back in the museum, you see a few dudes in quarantine suits picking up the remains of Jeremy Leahy and Kyle Frogman, and you see a pair of men in dark suits with one wearing sunglasses and one kind of like and one on a phone, and then you hear the words Project Ascend, and that's that when they cut to black.
World building.
It fades into Toby's manager's office, and on the wall you see the grainy pictures that he took on his phone of the monster, of a Google image of a crocodile, of the black cars, and they all have strings attached to them. And on the top of this thought board is a profile picture of John Antiocho, the Blockbuster CEO.
Oh my god.
John Antiocho?
Yep.
Folks. Thanks for joining us on this Maker's Misfits Extended Edition of us playing a one-shot two-parter of Monster of the Week. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. With all the hijinks and fun movie jokes and other jokes and everything else that we love doing around here. Hopefully we'll be back soon with the rest of the crew and back to the our true nature of Pathfinder.
Tier making.
But until then, catch you later.
It was John the whole time.
It's always John.
Always has been.
Look at that face.
Put him on a thumbnail of the podcast.